Thank you, Mr. President, for convening today's discussion. Let me also thank Director General Walowaya for her remarks and UNIDES for an insightful presentation. Mr. President, the United Nations member states have championed the cause of gender dimensions to arms control, both through the Security Council Resolution 1325 and the General Assembly Biennial Resolution titled Women, Disarmament, Non-Proliferation and Arms Control, adopted again in 2018. Pakistan continues to support these initiatives as complementary steps to advance the international peace and arms control agenda. Mr. President, Pakistan too has made a modest contribution in amplifying the gender dimension to the disarmament regime and processes. During our presidency of the Conference on Disarmament in May 2016, our delegation had organized an open-ended plenary session on the same topic. This was in line with Pakistan's full support to the effective participation of women in peace and security and disarmament discussions and decision-making processes. Mr. President, nationally, Pakistan has taken several steps to incorporate a gender perspective to peace, security, arms control, and related subjects. We have a proud tradition of women leaders in this arena. Our women have served as Prime Minister, Speaker, National Assembly, and Foreign Minister as decision makers on questions of peace, security, peace and security. Our women have led policy institutions concerning security and arms control, including as Foreign Secretary and additional Foreign Secretaries in charge of arms control. Women ambassadors have represented Pakistan in New York, at the IAEA in Vienna, at the OPCW in The Hague, and of course here at Geneva. All of them have been active participants in the discourse on peace, security, and disarmament. A number of Pakistani women are currently serving as ambassadors and diplomats in various capitals all over the globe. We have over 6 dozen women peacekeepers in UN peacekeeping missions around the world today. Pakistani women continue to be part of our armed forces, not only as auxiliary staff, but in combat roles, including fighter pilots. This demonstrates the commitment of Pakistan Armed Forces to promote equal opportunities for our women as well. Yet, as has been noted before, despite progress being made internationally and nationally, much remains to be done to achieve the goal of gender equality and diversity to arms control deliberations, negotiations, and outcomes. Mr. President, lastly, we thank you for circulating the non-paper, which has a number of interesting ideas. We look forward to discussions on how these proposals can be taken forward. You can count on our support in this regard. Thank you.